It's 7:41. It's the Beat 92.5. I'm a little nervous because Nikki has some deep, dark personal questions she wants to ask.
Yeah, we're asking you deep, dark secrets this week. I was going to say dirty, but that's not how it goes. Okay, so we asked you a question on Friday, and we're doing this, Kat, because I don't know if you know, but every Friday morning at 6:40, we do morning show secrets.
Okay.
Secrets. And someone has to answer a different question every week. So we figured that while you're here this week, we would initiate you and have you do it every single day.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Morning show secrets.
Oh, you've got so many demons in the closet, eh, Kat?
So you actually called me on Friday.
We called you on Friday. We let you know what the question was. So I know when you first moved here to Montreal, you were only planning on staying a few months, right?
Yeah, I didn't tell my employer that.
Yeah, exactly. But you were only planning on staying for a few months. You ended up staying for how many years?
20-some.
Exactly. So at what moment did you know that you were going to stay here in Montreal?
Okay. So I had been on the air at this, when I moved here at a station for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's 10 shows.
Right.
And I knew nobody in this city. And my friend from Toronto would come down to hang with me, right? So we are at a restaurant by the name of Nichols on St. Catherine Street, having a smoked meat sandwich. And my buddy decides he's going to be a little bit of a joker. And he says to our waitress, at the end of the meal, he goes, "Do you know who this is?" And now I've been in town 2 weeks,
right,
so obviously no one's going to know who Kat Spencer is, right?
Yes.
And he goes, "This is Kat Spencer." And the girl goes, "Oh, you're the new guy who just started here. We're listening to you in the back in the kitchen." And she knew who I was. And I had been here 2 weeks on the radio.
Wow.
Whereas I'd come from Toronto where I was on the air 2 years and nobody knew who I was.
Right.
And that sort of just made me realize what kind of city this is and how it's kind of a small city when it comes to the Anglophone audience. And I was like, this is fantastic. Wendy, the waitress from Nichols, knows my name, and I've been here 2 weeks. And that sort of just made me realize what a great city this would be and to you know, expand your radio career.
Of course.
And I never forgot her name. Her name was Wendy.
So you and Wendy, the waitress, did not date or anything?
No. We never spoke after that. But if you were a waitress at Nichols in about 1994 and your name is Wendy, thank you. You changed my life.
And text us, Wendy. We want to hear from you at 92925. That's amazing. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to do the same thing. Do you want to know the question now? Do you want to know what tomorrow's question is?
Okay.
Okay, this is actually a really good one. Kat, when is the last time you cried?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not involving food.
I think. honestly, I think you might be surprised that it was within the last 2 days.
What?
Yes.
I can't even picture you crying.
When I found out I had to work for Vinny this morning. No, that's not true. Actually, I cried on Saturday a bit. I'll tell you why.
On Saturday. Tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow morning, same place, same time.
All right, sounds good. 7:45.